going to do a practice of working with shame through creating space and actually drawing it in to the spacious presence that we've already touched into earlier in this call. And we're going to do the practice of Tonglen, the great Tibetan practice of taking and sending, with the feeling of shame. So let's start by establishing the presence of the great heart energy behind us, the embracive, loving heart energy behind us. And we do this, remember, by allowing the breath to flow in and out through the heart and gradually allowing the inhalation to draw our attention back to the back of the body and to imagine an opening in the back of the body so that the inhalation flows out into the space behind us. And then with the exhalation, allow the embracive, open spaciousness behind you, the space behind you of the universal energy, the great heart energy, the energy of universal love and awareness that actually opens up behind us when we become present to it. You let that energy flow through the body with the exhalation. And just let yourself be present. Inhaling into the energy behind you, letting yourself come more and more in touch with the great heart energy at your back. And then breathing the particles of that energy, of that embrace of energy through the heart, letting it touch the different parts of your body and flow out through the front of the heart. Many of you know the practice of Tonglen. Just keep breathing, staying with the inhalation flowing into the back heart and the exhalation flowing from the energy behind you through the body, out through the front. Tonglen practice, taking and sending practice, as its English translation goes, is that you begin by feeling the emotion, which might be fear or anger. In this case, it's shame. You find it in your body, as we've been doing, becoming present to the felt sense. And then you breathe the difficult feelings in through your heart, not into your heart. So you're not taking it into your heart. This is really important. You breathe it through your heart, into the energy behind you. So your body is a conduit in which you draw in the feelings of shame, the felt sense of shame, and if there are thoughts about it, the thoughts as well. The triggers, the shame triggers, the feelings, all of them. Draw the feeling of shame in through the heart and allow it to be drawn into the great heart, and to begin to dissolve into the great heart energy behind you. And then breathe the great heart energy back through your body, through the heart, and back into the space outside. And you just continue to breathe in the felt sense of shame, the burning, the heat, the prickly energy, the feelings of self-rejection that are connected with shame, breathe them in through the heart. And breathe them out through the back of the heart and into the energy behind you. Letting those feelings dissolve. And then with the exhalation, breathing out through the body. allowing that energy to dissolve into the space outside. The next aspect of this practice is to think of someone else, someone you know who experiences toxic shame. Just find the first person who comes to mind whose shame you're aware of and begin to breathe the sense of their shame in through your heart and deposit it, let it be dissolved into the great heart energy behind you. And then imagine yourself breathing that great heart energy through your own heart into the person whom you brought to mind. So that as you've dissolved your own feelings of shame and your thoughts about it for this moment into the energy of the great heart, you're now drawing that energy of another person, the shame energy of another person, into the heart, letting it flow through the back of your heart, dissolve into the great heart space behind you. And then let the light, the intelligence, the awareness, the subtle embrace of affection of the great heart to flow through your body and into the person whose shame you're processing. Remember, you're not breathing it into your own heart. You're using your heart as a conduit for allowing that energy to dissolve in the great spaciousness, the embrace of spaciousness behind you. And if you lose focus or get swamped or bored or anything else, breathe that in also. Let it all be offered into the great heart energy behind you, and then let the great heart energy breathe through you. And notice what occurs. Notice the release or lightness. If something comes up that feels naughty, just keep breathing it into the energy behind you and letting the great heart energy dissolve it. And now the third aspect of this practice, which is to consider the universal experience of shame. Consider the people in this world, the groups of people in this world, who are filled with toxic shame. Perhaps there are people in different parts of this country who've been out of a job for a long time, and are feeling bad about themselves because they're not able to support themselves. Or people who have a lot of addictive issues and are pickling in their shame and trying to distract themselves from it. Just let yourself breathe in the shame of the groups of people that you consider around the world. Breathe it in through your heart and offer it into the great heart. And then breathe out. Breathe the energy of the great heart back through your body. And into the hearts of, into the thought of, these other beings in the world who are experiencing their own shame bind, their own shame spiral, and who who don't necessarily know how to work with it. You're actually allowing the blessing of the great heart energy to enter into their suffering and begin to dissolve some of the particles of that universal experience of toxic shame. Breathing in, letting it flow through your heart, not stay in your heart, flow through the back of the heart, dissolving into the great heart space behind you. And you should begin to sense this great heart space is much bigger than you might ordinarily have thought of it. It really is as big as the sky. And with the exhalation, the light and blessing, sweetness and love of that energy begins to flow back through your heart and into these other beings. In this way, your experience of recognizing your own feelings of shame, your own experience, and beginning to let it enter and dissolve in the space that holds us all, has also become a way of recognizing and blessing the painful experience of toxic shame that so many beings carry. And when you're ready, you can just let yourself inhale into the great heart space. And imagine that the great heart space encloses and encircles your body. Intensify your boundary. Let the awareness flowing with the breath keep allowing you to breathe into the embrace of energy behind you and let that energy flow through your heart, through your body, out through your pores. The boundary is present. Your personal space is protected by the boundary. And yet you can experience the subtle wisdom and love of the great heart space, which both encompasses and embraces you and your boundary and can flow through you, allowing you to be a conduit for that energy of blessing that comes from the great heart.